The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
The great Gordon Martineau is here.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having me in.
It's very odd. You know, you're one of the people that, for most of us, I don't know life without you on television.
I've been lucky. It's been a good run. I've been at City for 35 years.
Yeah, I'm only, 37, so I really don't know. Like, you, at that time of day, and your voice, and your face, I don't know what life is like. And I'm probably on the older end of things here, so I would say the vast majority of people who listen to the show have no idea what the world is like without you on television.
Yeah, well, it's important to remember, too, that I was only 5 years old when I began.
It's true. You look, how old are you?
106.
You're not 106, because you look good.
I'm officially a geezer. Yeah.
Okay. Talking to two young guys like me and Mocha here, I need to know one thing. At what point do you stop worrying that you're going to lose your hair? Because you still have a lovely head of hair. I'm almost 40, and I still worry that it's going to go.
I've never been worried about that.
Never been worried. No, arrogance, this guy. Look at that beautiful head of hair.
My grandfather had a full head of hair when he passed, and it's always never been an issue.
God, because Gordon Martin, in real life, you got beautiful hair, man.
Thank you very much.
I'm like in awe of your hair right now.
Are you looking for my phone number here or what?
Ross, flirt with Gordon. So, dude, 40 years, huh?
Yeah.
How exciting is it to be celebrating
this
next Friday?
It's going to be a riot because next week you're going to see, every night on the 6th, you'll see a news serial. It's run in five parts about how we came from that crazy little station at 99 Queen East to where we are now in Dundas Square via 299 Queen West. And you'll see some great footage. I mean, I've seen some of it, and I just wince because, I mean, the hair, the ties, I should have been arrested. But, you know, it was a great progression. It was a learning curve for everyone who worked at City. It was an idea factory, and it was a tremendous experience in Canadian television. There's nothing else like it. Never has been.
How many of the older crew are you going to be bringing back, folks that don't work for City anymore?
As many as we could find.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, as life is what it is, some have passed. Some are no longer with us. But it's going to be a lot of fun seeing all those old faces, and some of the experiences we had were hilarious.
Yeah. One person I'm looking forward to, I heard Monica Diol is going to be a part of this. Dude, you say, like, you know, you don't know what life was like without, you know, Gord being on City TV.
Electric Circus.
Man, I used to watch that every Friday night.
Well, you know, it was called Electric Circus because the original building at 99 Queen East was the Electric Circus way back in the 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why that's how the program
got its name.
It was a disco. Moses' office was the DJ booth.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. It was quite an experience. It doesn't look like that anymore because whoever took over the building now has gutted the thing and done other things with it. But I went back there a little while ago just to have a look inside, and it's just the memories that come rushing through. It's just amazing.
City used to play dirty movies on, I think, Friday or Saturday.
Blue movies.
Yeah.
And people in Buffalo set up tents with antennas, rabbit ears and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. On conventional television, like free television, they used to play like dirty blue movies.
Oh, yeah. I used to tape them all.
I actually know somebody whose first job in television, and she had to lie to her mother, was working at City TV, and she was the one that had to sit in the room and cut out all the dirty parts.
No!
That was her first job in television. Her very first job in television was editing out the super dirty parts out of the blue movie. He's on City
TV. The question is, did she save them? It was a lot of fun, I gotta tell you. But, and you'll enjoy it next week, every night on the 6th.
Yeah, 6:49 right now. It's the Roz and Mocha Show. Gord Martineau from City TV is here with us, celebrating 40 years next week. When you look back, or when you think back, some monumental moments in your career working with City would be what?
Well, just the moves from 99 to 299 to Young Dundas Square.
Yeah.
Because you could see the progression, how the station had changed and gone from this raw, crazy little enterprise on Queen East to this more sophisticated and hip thing on 299 Queen West to where it is now at Young Dundas Square. Because when we moved from 299, Ted Rogers came in and said, "We need somewhere to go. Does anyone have any ideas?" I did. I convinced him to move into that building where we are now at Young Dundas Square.
Oh, no way.
Because City is all about being downtown.
Yeah.
Rogers originally wanted us here at the mothership, and I said, "Well, that's not going to work for City. You know, there's
nothing to see. You don't want to hang out with us,
Gordon? No, there's nothing to see.
It's not
I agree.
It's not the peeps, it's the hood." I mean, you got an insurance company across the street.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
So, you know, from that standpoint, it's really been quite an education. Anybody who's worked there has always loved their days at the city. And there have been a lot of them.
A lot of nights, too. Can we play some of the old stuff? You got to listen to this. Dammit, Maury went and found a whole bunch of old City TV stuff. I'm going to campaign right now. You guys got to go back to that old theme song that you used to use on the news. Because when you hear this, it's so, so amazing.
Good evening. Health authorities have...
These vehicles may or may not have mechanical...
It will be a trial within a trial.
Rudy's Nimer at the Ontario...
The city does have a bylaw that...
New Year's Eve, 1982.
Oh, God.
This is Toronto. August 18th, 1981. August 20th, 1985. March 29th, 1985.
Now, the latest from the City Folk News team with Gord Martineau.
On City TV, Channel 57, Cable 7, this is City Folk Tonight with Gord Martineau.
Good evening. Hockey happiness in Edmonton. Canada wins the Canada Cup.
Electric Circus coming to Much July 9th.
Oh, boy.
Stay with City TV as we take you away from all this regular programming stuff to show you what television really can be.
I still get busted up when I hear Mark's voice. I really do.
Sparky. That was
I really do, man.
Yeah. He, very dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
A very, very funny man.
Yeah.
Who spent many years in the business. Before he came to City, he was in radio. I mean, the big day at the Big W in Windsor, CKLW. And, you know, he had a lengthy history in broadcasting and a very irreverent sense of humor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just heard him saying, well, let's show you what television can be. It should be. Yeah.
Awesome. Gord Martineau, thank you so much for hanging out on the Roz and Mocha Show. Again,
thank you.
City TV, their 40th anniversary kicks off next week. Can't wait for it, dude.
You'll have some fun watching.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.